You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am Tracy Ross, and as luck would have it, we have with us Daryl Phillippe, assistant professor of theater here at Murray State. He's directing Almost Maine. Kate Lochte, station manager, is here. We're going to talk about this Valentine's Day play. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Tracy. It's good to be here.
Well, we just heard all about it.
We did. We got the description in the break there.
Well, Almost Maine is, I like what the New York Post said. It's Thornton Wilder crossed with the Twilight Zone.
Well, I would say that's a good description.
Describe what this play is about.
Well, it's got a little bit of Our Town in it. Yeah, sure. Almost Maine is it's a mythical town in the most northern tip of the state of Maine. It's called Almost because it's in an organized territory. It never quite...
Township.
And it never became a town, though. So it's almost a town.
Right.
I would say it's almost... It's about people who are in states of almost. They're almost about to fall in love or almost about to discover that there is the potential for love, or they're almost about to fall out of love. So I think it's apropos in that way to use almost in describing the state of the characters. It is 9 short interconnected plays because all the plays do take place in the town of Almost Maine. They all happen at the exact same time at night, 9 o'clock at night, under the aurora borealis. So there is, I think, a surreal quality to the play. It's filled with wonderful, delightful, true-to-life characters who I think we would all recognize, all searching for someone to love. It's filled with lonely people, I think, who are on that journey. And there's certainly a lot of laughs, but I think there's a lot of pain to be explored in the play too. So it is a romantic comedy, but love is hard sometimes, and the play really explores that.
Well, sharing that the author John Cariani said that he's dealing with the scariest topic in the world, which is love, and he likes to throw some sucker punches in there. In the very opening piece of the play, without giving away a lot, is sort of like that. Talk about that one.
Well, the play begins with a woman who has traveled very far. We don't know how far she's come, but she's come hundreds, if not thousands, of miles to this remote place in Almost Maine because she's mourning the loss of her husband. And so she's come to say goodbye to him under the aurora borealis, according to the play and to mythology, is that the aurora borealis represent the torches of the departed on their journey to heaven. So she's there to say goodbye, and she ends up in the front yard of a young repairman who's wondering why she's there and what she's doing out in his property at 9 o'clock at night in this remote wilderness. And they have a conversation, and he very quickly realizes that he's fallen in love with her. And it's about her heart being broken, and he's a repairman, so he's there to fix her broken heart. And not to give away too much, but this kind of idea happens throughout all of the short plays. Is there some kind of whimsical, magical moment? And she carries her broken heart in a paper bag, and so he tries to get the paper bag back from her to fix it. There are other instances throughout the play where something of the non-realistic happens in this pursuit of people finding love, and I think that's one of the enchanting qualities of the play.
Well, it's the author was actually born in remote Maine, and he says, you know, the only thing is there are a few people and lots of nature, and the spareness of the play seems to play off of that to a sort of an emptiness except for the two people on stage.
Again, I think it does go back to that idea that the remote setting of the location for the play leads to this idea of loneliness and people longing to belong to something. And when you are in an isolated area, it's hard to feel like you're connected to others. And again, that's, I think, a really important theme in the play is lonely people looking for love and trying to hang on to it, or realizing that maybe loneliness isn't such a bad thing after all. It can be liberating.
And this play has really scorched the reviews with positives. I mean, when it opened, it was, I think, the Portland Theater where it opened, it was had the best run in the theater's 32-year history.
The play is wildly popular. I first heard of it when I was working at a theater in Greenville, South Carolina, the Warehouse Theater, and they did a production of it before I got there. But, I mean, this was a couple of years after, and the people that were involved with the production were just talking about how much they loved the show. And recently they were doing a survey about what were the shows that you liked best at the theater over the last several years, and Almost Maine was consistently one of the top shows. It is one of the most produced shows across the country in regional theaters, community theaters, high school theaters. It's a sweet, gentle, loving play.
And a new play.
And
2004.
And a new play. Yeah. It's a young play. And I haven't heard anything bad about it. I think there is the potential for the play that if you were to treat it just for the laughs that it provides and let it just be kind of a mild entertainment, it might miss the mark. But I think there's a depth to the play that, as well as the really light comic touches that are in the play. The whimsical nature of the play is certainly something that can't be denied, but there is a lot of pain in the play, too.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's
that's the way it goes. That's why we have Valentine's Day, to make everything better.
That's right.
One day.
We've got a really wonderful ensemble.
Well, there you go. I was going to ask you. Tell us about that.
Well, we have a new colleague of mine in the theater department was eager to audition for the show, and so I'm glad to have him along. I would say there are several people that the people that go to Playhouse in the Park will recognize and admire their work, and I was also fortunate to nab a couple of our students from our theater department, so they're getting some experience outside of our department and working in the community, and it's been I think a good opportunity for the university and the Playhouse in the Park to kind of start to make stronger connections, and that's been an exciting part of the process.
Sounds like fun. I also want to know how you pull off the Aurora Borealis.
You'll have to come see the play.
Oh, shucks. Well, we need to reiterate that this is a special Valentine's production at the Playhouse in the Park in Murray, and it's on 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, and Daryl has all of the ticket information?
I do. As Kate just said, we do start on Valentine's Day, February 14th. 15th and 16th, that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and those show times are at 7 p.m., and then we have a Sunday matinee at 2:30 p.m. You can go to www.playhouseinthepark.net, and you can buy your tickets in advance if you'd like to, but the ticket prices are adults are $11, seniors are $10, students 13 and older are $9, and children 12 and under are $8. I encourage everyone to get your sweetie pie, take them out to eat, and come see the show.
Listen to this. This is from the Star Ledger in Newark. A charmer, unexpected magic lingers in the air like someone's breath on a cold winter's night. Almost Maine aims for the heart by way of the funny bone.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
There you go. Daryl Phillippe is assistant professor of theater, acting, and voice at Murray State. And we thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Tracy.